Hey guys, so sorry to interrupt this week's episode, but before we even get into the episode, we've got a sponsor and I'd like to shout them out and give them a little rundown of their story. So today's sponsor is called Casual Pro. Casual Pro is a clothing brand, and to give you guys a little backstory of them, Casual Pro is simple. It's all about embracing our diverse interests and passions. Like many of us, I enjoy exploring various activities from playing tennis and golf to riding motorcycles and road bikes and immersing myself in nature and music. At Casual Pro, we prioritize sustainability in our practices. We've adopted a print-on-demand service, ensuring that every purchase is printed or embroidered to order. Our clothing is made from organic cotton, and we favor local processing and fulfillment to minimize our environmental impact. By employing a limited edition approach, we have better control over production, allowing us to innovate and improve with each new collection. As a brand, we view Casual Pro as an experiment to connect with our audience. Generally, we want everyone to feel like a Casual Pro. But there's more. We aspire to create a sense of community, a club where like-minded individuals can come together. This club will be a space to exchange tips to improve your tennis game, share favorite coffee spots worldwide, and foster a strong sense of camaraderie. So welcome to Casual Pro, where we're redefining style with a touch of humor and sustainability at heart. Together, let's build a community of enthusiasts who embrace the joy of pursuing multiple passions. Join us on this exciting journey as we evolve and grow with you. Together, we'll make a positive impact while celebrating our diverse interests. So shout out to Casual Pro for sponsoring this week's episode, and I'll see you guys in there.
No, that's what it is.
What are you doing if an OF girl or someone involved in the adult industry hits you up in the DMs like, yeah, I think you're fit, doing a link up?
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that, bro. I don't fuck with any of that shit, bro. I don't care if you're making fucking millions, guys. Like, personally, I just can't do that, bro.
Special thanks to Bailey.
It was a cold podcast.
Boy, Bailey's got nothing but good things.
And the Morrell Show, amazing conversation.
Big up Bailey, big up the Morrell Show.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Today I'm joined with another very special guest. And I'm not talking from like another guest from the UK. Nah. We're going back down under to Australia to another very talented up-and-coming artist from Brisbane. Morzy, welcome to the show, man. Would you like to introduce yourself to the listeners and the audience to give them a little backstory of how you got involved with music?
So my name is Morzy. I only just recently came out as an artist, released my debut probably about a month ago now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I've only just kind of just started doing this shit, but it's going good. Real good.
Yeah, I can see that. If you guys haven't heard his song Nirvana, that's how I found Morzy in the first place. It's like, it's such a good song. It's like something, I don't know what he's done with it, but his voice on it sounds fucking like top tier. Like, I'm not talking like
thank you.
No shit quality audio. No, I'm talking like the best of the best quality. But like, how was it creating that song? Obviously, we were talking before. And you said you were doing cameraing and stuff. And then you were like, oh, the music could be cool. And then you went into that. Like, let's talk about how you went from becoming a cameraman and I'm assuming videoing like artists and stuff to then creating your own music.
Yeah. So the way I kind of started was, I think it was like early last year, I was hit up by a videographer named Joshua Ratahi. Shout out to him. So he does work with Moonboy. They deal with the filming for like Hooligan Heavs. Day One, all those boys. And then he hit me up randomly last year because I started off doing editing, just little video edits for people or cover, like graphics for cover arts and stuff like that. And he hit me up just to do some work together. I said, sweet. So we ran up a couple shoots together and I've been working for them for like a year and a half doing videography for artists. But I think going to their shoots, seeing like all the artists in the spotlight and doing their thing, I was like, you know, I could do the same thing. So I think started creating a bit of music here and there, started showing a couple of artists to every video shoot that I'll go to, they started fucking with it. So that kind of gave me the confidence to come out as an artist as well. So as I came out with Nirvana, I got the exposure I needed, got some more networking and stuff happening. But yeah, it was good.
Yeah, that's good. You mentioned Hooligan Heffs. How is it working with him?
Because he is like, when you think of Australian music, you think of Hooligan Hefs and 1-4.
Yeah, yeah.
How's it been with that, like Hooligan?
So personally, I wasn't at that shoot. So there was a couple of the boys that did it. Fuck, sucked, but you know, it's what it is. Because I deal with the stuff in Sydney, so I can't, you know, can't always go out interstate to see stuff like that. But like, I can talk about one or before you said like the Australian scene. When you think of the Australian scene, you think about Hooligan Hefs and 1-4, and then I'll definitely say they're like pioneers of, you know, the music that everyone's doing today. So you know, I give props to them. No.
What was that like? What artists have you been to shoots with, and then you've shown them some sort of music they've created, and they're like, oh shit, like you should become an artist. Like, what was like the changing point where you're like, I want to do more than just be a cameraman. I want to actually do my own music. Because you've got a good voice, man. You can actually sing.
And yeah, yeah.
Do a couple of freestyles. I saw one of your videos on Instagram you freestyled too. That was pretty cool. So, like, what was the mindset switch between that?
Fuck. I think, like, one of the first shoots that I went to was KM and Hoodlums. So, they're upcoming as well. They're on the scene, if anything. If I could do it, so shout out to them boys. I think I was rapping to KM one time, like, you know, the boys were mucking around in between the shoot playing little instrumentals and stuff, so I like took my chances to step in and just, like, spit a little something. I spit something to K, and then he fucked with the heavy, so I think we started following from there. And then I went to shoots like I'm All The MC, Say To Your God, I'll Shine Their Music, and you know, I think them giving me critique and also giving me the confidence to come as an artist gave me that mind switch to go, fuck, like, if people like these boys who have got a platform within Australia are telling me, you know, that I can do it, it's like, why not? So that's when I kind of stepped in and just, you know, came in as an artist.
Yeah. Well, are we going to see any features in the future, man? I don't know, man. I mean, you've got your
contact.
You could be sliding a few DMs, you know. You remember the time you said, my first time was Cody, reckon you could hop on this? Like, are we going to be shooting some shots soon, mate? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Fuck, so I've got something coming with Hoodlums. I previewed a snippet called War on my story like probably a week ago.
Yeah.
Hoodlums was keen to jump onto that, so I was like, yo. So I got something coming with him. Danny B as well. Shout out to that guy. We've been working. I had a studio session with him yesterday, if anything. We got something coming out soon too. So we got some bangers on the way. That's exclusive for you. A couple of features on the way.
I mean, I told you a bit of information before about some guests I've got coming on. I've got, obviously, give me exclusive. I'll give you an exclusive, one of the artists that's coming on. So, obviously, he blew up with his song, Lifestyle. He just released his music video, On The Future. He's also from Brisbane. And, like, he's coming on the show. I've talked to his manager a couple of times, Tom Buckley. He's a sick lad. So is Will. So they're killing it, those two. And I was saying to you before, like Ben Jones, a bunch of Australian artists that are like coming up and they're like killing it in itself. Yeah. So it's cool to actually see that Australia is somewhat getting a platform where they can show their artists. Whereas, like I said to you before, Australia is it's like they're lacking in the YouTube sense of music videos, whereas US and UK are.
Because they're having that platform
before, like, JRM Daily is like the UK, and they every day they're posting videos of up and coming artists, and everyone around the world can see their shit because they've got 3 million subscribers plus a lot of their videos, they're the best of the best. But the issue with that is I feel like it's become overpopulated by artists, especially up and coming. So then it started off as like an up and coming sort of platform where artists would come on and release and shit, but it's become like they're releasing literally far out. They're releasing so many songs a day now. So 20 plus music videos come out in an hour of up and coming artists. So then their YouTube just blows up with videos and stuff like that. And then obviously the videos that do end up blowing up with the bigger artists, and you really left behind the up and coming. But US, same thing. If you do a great song and you link up with a producer, you can literally do whatever you want. Australia, we don't really have that. Australia, you have to try and make your own connections with people all around the world to try and get out. And it sucks to do that, but it's like it gives you something to look back on, like, I actually had to work to get to here. Whereas, like, US, UK don't really have to in that sense in music. And it's only a matter of time before Australia does eventually do something with the music industry. Like, we're going to eventually blow up. And artists, we're going to have a stage where Australian artists come out of nowhere and end up releasing
years,
getting thousands, millions of plays and stuff like that. And then their career is pretty much established after that. But it's just the actual
progress,
actually getting the connections you need to actually better yourself in the music industry. And I feel like you've been doing that. And obviously you released one song, but you've got more songs coming. And I'm excited to hear them when you do finally drop.
Got some stuff on the way. No worry about that one. But I think going with the whole music industry stuff they're talking about, like, I feel like Australia, you know, we do have somewhat of a platform, but I still feel like we're still mirroring as an industry. Like, even the media teams as well, like, a lot of the media, I'm not even going to say much names for the media teams, there's a couple. They're putting on the artists that are really up top, and they're not really giving away to much of the upcoming artists. This is also what I realized. So, you know, I feel like it does fuck over a lot of the upcoming artists within Oz, because, you know, they're putting on the people who are already on, who have already made it. They're not really giving away to much of the upcoming artists. Like, and if it is upcoming artists that they're giving away to, it's like every once in a while you get that one upcoming artist and that's it. But then again, it's still the same names you'll hear on the platforms that they're pushing out.
So is that why?
I feel like
good example is that. Could that be like Take Flight, you know, the massive Australian music industry? I see they come up. I see a lot of their videos come up on my YouTube, and they're literally already well-known artists I've seen. I could be hating that's what I've seen. And like a platform like that, if you guys really wanted to make it out, like, yeah, you get your guests on. They're like, you already got like big artists on the show. Like, why even bother? Yeah. Like, you already have that connection. What's the point of getting them on and asking them when they release a new song or album? Like, what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
That's what I think. Because like you said before, I'm not going to throw names out there because I've known a few people that end up doing videos for the bigger artists. But like, you are right. They do show a lot more love and support to the people that are already up the top. Whereas the people down the bottom, they have their mates and shit, obviously recording, videoing and stuff. Yeah. And they're literally like homemade music videos and stuff. But they're trying to push it out to the rest of the world. And it's hard to see. It's tough to see that because, like, as a community in Australia, you'd think, like, we're all in the same boat to some extent with the music. Like, yeah, you can have one big feature, but, like, the feature could only be, like, I don't know, the person could have 5-6K. You'd say that's an established music career off that. But, like, a lot of people that may be just up and coming only have like a couple thousand. And if that was if I was in that vote where I was already at the top or I was already on the rise to the top, like I know I can do that, you would already be looking for like underground features. Like you'd come across artists' music that aren't yet out to the rest of the world, but you can see their music, you can see their craft. That's what I'd be doing personally. Because I feel like if you do that, you'll be earning a lot more respect from a lot of artists around the world, not just Australia. Because that's like me saying 1-4, they link up with you. That's like showing love to you. And they're like, oh, a lot of underground artists will then be working towards like trying to get their attention. But if they've already worked with a couple up and coming artists and they've already made their careers after one song, a lot of people end up switching after that one song, especially if you kill it, the song itself.
Yeah.
They end up coming back over your shit and they're like, how's this guy only got like 500 followers? Like, let's get that up. Let's like run up his music and shit. Like, you know what I mean? That's what I'd be doing if I was in that vote. Like, I'm obviously, I said to you before, I've got connections to US and UK and stuff with the music now. And when I first started, it was so hard to get guests on, and especially in the music industry, because like I started off as interviewing athletes because I'm a runner, and I started off interviewing Olympians and shit in Australia. And it got to a time where I was like, it's not like I love doing it. Like I love running, but like, I'd rather be friends with those runners rather than be interviewing them, if that makes sense. And it's the same with music. You get more of a more genuine story from an artist compared to a runner, because everyone goes through the same like lifestyle with running. Obviously you train very hard, you get the results. That's it. You train with better people, better runners. You work together. You end up getting your time, PRs and shit. That's all common. Like, everyone knows that, especially if you're in the athletics community. You know that. Like, there's not really any point of you interviewing people that are already at the top. That makes sense. Whereas, like, any other sport person, say basketball, golf, that's just hard work. Because, like, soccer is another good example. Like, a lot of people don't get the opportunity to ever be at their level, no matter how many times they train. Like, you reckon Novak and shit had to work their ass off to get the position they're in? Roger Federer.
Yeah.
It's a different lifestyle between that and running. And it's the same with music. Obviously, you're up and coming, but, like, everyone was probably going to think, oh, yeah, but it only takes time before they blow up. It doesn't work like that, I'm afraid. Like, you either have to have a connection, or you end up making a song with someone that you fuck with, and then you blow up together. That's the way I see it.
And you're not wrong. I think that's the way it goes. It's like, the industry within Australia is, you either have to know someone, or it's that one song. It's that one song that pops you off. And, like, I think the majority of the artists that's popped off from Australia, it's been that one song. And then from that one song, they've grown, they've gone into their networks, they've gone into names and stuff like that. So, you know, like, and I feel like a lot of people up top are kind of gatekeeping their stuff right now. I want, like, there's a couple of people there that's gatekeeping their things.
Yeah. I would agree
with that,
but, like,
yeah,
I understand what you're saying. Because, like, obviously, a lot of those people that are already up the top, they will be like, well, you guys didn't have to go through all this and go through all the hate and shit. Well, yeah, we didn't have to, but it's a different world to when you were creating music, and however long it took you to get to the top, it's very different nowadays. Nowadays, you've got social media. You can make one hit song, you can make one good music video, quick snippet of that little catchy beat and, like, sound, and you can blow up on TikTok, you can blow up on Instagram. And I feel like, yeah, that's probably why they have to gatekeep their stuff, like, because they don't want to, like, you know, expand into other areas, because they're like, this is my area, no one can, everyone that's trying to get fuck up my area, like, no one else in this, allowed in this area. But, like, you have to accept, like, the world always changes, like, this, you could, tomorrow there could be an artist that blows up, just like that, just off one song they release. But, again, if that song blows up, it didn't happen because people found it, it happened because people... bigger artists and people that have big people following them have shared it in their stories, they've given it word to someone else. That's the only reason that's blown up. Like, a lot of Australian artists especially, a lot of their shit wouldn't have blown up if they didn't have the likes of, I don't know, Kid Laroi and shit showing them love. Like, let's be honest. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's like Drake giving props to you, like he shouts your song out. That song could say it gets, I don't know, say it's at 100K now. It could get well over a million now because he's said he fucked with the music.
It's Drake. Yeah, it's Drake that says it.
Yeah. Jack Harlow, good example. His song with Drake, it was okay, but I didn't think much of it. But that song blew up because it was Drake. And because Jack had already been at that stage where he got to that position. Like, and his whole career changed because of that one video he did with Lyrical Lemonade. So there's so many different opportunities that artists can do nowadays. And it just, it all links back to, like, accounts showing love to artists that are, like, on the rise, and you can see they're going to blow up. Like, Lyrical Lemonade, like, I mentioned Jerome Bailey. Where's Australia? We don't, I can't name one Australian, like, YouTube channel that does that for Australian artists.
Yeah. Like, there's two platforms that I would actually give props to who do actually do that. I don't know if you've heard of them. So there's one called Hood Bars. And then there's another one called, what is it? Black Box. So they're kind of like, they do, like, the Daily Duppy thing. You know how they do the artists, you know, the lyrics and shit coming up. Yeah, so that's what Hood Bars does. And then Black Box is, like, a cypher type thing for artists that's coming up. But then again, with those platforms, like, they're doing the upcoming artists, but they're also doing the same thing where it's, like, they're only putting on the people with the numbers. Like, that's cool and all, you know, to have numbers and shit, but you're not really putting shine as much as the artists that are upcoming and could probably be 10 times better.
Because I feel like this could be my opinion, but I feel like because of what UK and US have established already with their US, like, upcoming artists, and obviously they get their big artists here and there, but then you have, like, an artist that could be on the rise. Like, good example of this is Fume's the engineer. He's a massive producer in the UK. And what he does is he has his own studio. And these up-and-coming artists always come through and, like, freestyle on a beat that he's made for them. He then videos it and then puts it on YouTube. So he's using his platform to bring attention to these up-and-coming artists. And yes, he does have the likes of Tion Wayne and Artie and shit come through. But they always show love to their up-and-coming artists, UK, which I think is so cool. Whereas Australia doesn't do that. Hence why you see all the time there's so many different UK and US artists coming out. Blowing up in the world because they've had the support from, I don't know, anyone in that industry. And they're like, bro, I can see the future. I can see you're going to blow up. But it's like, I want to help you get to that position. I want to make your career like now. I want to make it in the next month. That's why I like US and UK with their music. Whereas Australia, you have your industries like you said before, but like there's not one, I can't name one like YouTube or industry in Australia that is doing that little extra mile to actually boost the up and coming artists out to the rest of the world. So obviously the biggest artists, they can promo one song and it will blow up just like that. But you make a similar beat to that song, it won't blow up because you obviously don't have the connections or the people that you need to help blow that, which I think is it's that's the way that the world is, that you need to have connections. I hate that, but
it does. You need to understand,
get those connections. You only get those connections if they fuck with you, and it's the way life is.
Yeah, like that's why I spent the whole of last year like doing my videography stuff, because I was going to these video shoots and I was meeting different artists, and like just meeting those artists was giving me the networks that I needed to get to where I need to be now. So like that also goes back into, you know, it does help with who you know.
That's right. We're getting real deep here with the fucking music industry and the connections and shit. But
yeah, bro. But I was taking shots at everyone, fuck. Fuck it, over. Hey, I'm not taking shots at anyone either, though. But you know, that's my personal opinion with how I feel about the industry and shit at the moment.
No. I agree with you. Like, there has to be a voice that can actually bring that out to the rest of the world. Because, like, you can talk as much as you want, but if you don't have like evidence to back that claim, you're fucked. Like, you'll burn to the ground after that releases. But like, it hurts. Like, obviously, wouldn't be at the stage if I didn't, because like I've seen other podcasts as well, and I didn't mention this before, but a lot of people that end up going on other podcasts that fuck with them, they end up taking the piss out of them. And then for me, if I was to do that, I feel like I'd get so much hate, or they would end up throwing shit at me online. Like, this dickhead's throwing shit at me. I just did a podcast with him. He's a fuckwit. Like, I don't want that. Like,
the way
I want it is like, I want to have genuine conversations with guests. We obviously talk about music. We'll have fun. And then after that, like, every guest that I've had on, I end up giving their number because I end up fucking with them after that. Because, like, we end up having conversations, you know, every couple of weeks. Like, how's life been? Like, how are things going? Like, how's the project going? Like, how's like, everything else going in life? Like, that's the way I see it. Because, like, you'd want to build genuine connections with people rather than me using you for, I don't know, clout, just say. And I don't have to talk to you again. Like, you know what I mean? That's the way I see it.
Yeah. I think that's what I did when I built my networking, like, with all the artists that I've met through video shoots. It's like, I've tried to keep that genuine connection because, you know, like, yes, it may be just business at the end of the day, but it's always good just to have that genuine connection between the two, because you never know how, like, where that will go. Yeah. And there's a lot of snakes in the industry too, so that's why I got to keep that, like, genuineness.
Yeah. Well, that's the world. There's always going to be snakes in the world. Like, there's always going to be someone that clings on to someone because, oh my God, they've got this connection to this person. I'm going to try and act cool with them so now I can, like, you know, one day meet up with that person and be like, yeah, sick, how's it going, man? I'm Bailey. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not going to do that. Like, if I get someone on the show, it's because I actually want to be friends with them and I want to hear their story. That's the only way to get guests on the show. If I don't fuck with you at all, or I don't like what you're doing, I won't even bother DMing you. I don't care how big you are. If I don't like you, I don't like what you're doing, you're never going to even come on the show. Like, yeah, that's just me, though.
Are you keeping it real? That's cool.
Because, like, yeah, it helps to have that big person, yeah, you know, coming on and shit. But, like, it's, I don't know, I just don't see the point in it. Like, I understand, yeah, it helps. But, like, what's the point of using that person for that when you could have, like, I don't know, you could go out for drinks, you could go out and play basketball, you could go out and play footy. Like, you know what I mean? And do shit with them to help grow each other up. Like, get bigger with each other, grow with each other. That's the way I think. Maybe that's just my mindset. But the way I see, and I've learned this throughout, because I'm 19, like, I'm still young, but I've learned this through my life. And you always have to keep, like, you always have to see the best in people. But once something happens, you then end up slowly backing them off. And then you end up coming together, like, bro, you just need to find people that are on the same, like, wave as you. Like, you need to find people that are, have the same goal, have the same dream of, I don't know, your group want to be millionaires. They each put the work in to try and find research. Like, how can I make money today? How can I make money tomorrow? What can I do? What can I do before I go to bed? That will, like, when I wake up tomorrow morning, I could end up having 50 grand in my account. Like, stuff like that. You know what I mean? And it's the same with music and making, like, connections with people. Like, what could I do to make that person want to come on the show and get good content out of it, rather than me being, like, a fan or me being, like, having a genuine conversation with them, becoming friends with them? And after that, like, the sky's the limit. Once that happens, like, you fuck with each other and you have the same goal. Because, like, life's so much better when you have people around you that have the same goal and they have the same dream. They want to see the best for you. They want to see the results that you deserve. That's the way I want it. That's the way I want to see all my guests come on. I want to see them have the best career of their life. I want to see them have a very successful career. And at the end, they're like, you know what? Like, it was such a fun ride to get to the where I am now. Like, you look back at your some of the life, like, journeys and stuff, like, the journey is way better than the destination. Like, and it's true. It's so true.
Mm.
You have to enjoy the journey, because if you don't enjoy the journey, you're fucking, what's the point of doing it? Like, no one wants if they want to become successful in any area, they've got to put the work in. No matter how they're feeling that day, that week, their body's stuffed, like, they're tired. Bro, always go by every day thinking, what can I do to better myself? What can I do to better my friends? What can I do to help my guests grow to the next
level?
That's the way I see it. It's like, every guest that I want, that I get on this show, I want them to, I don't know, some point link up with some of the other guests I've had on. They're like, you remember being on Bailey's show? Like, he was such a cool dude. Like, that's what I mean. And then you guys end up having a connection off that. Say you're both artists, you end up making a song.
Yeah.
And you end up growing together. And that's what I want. I want everyone that comes on this show to end up connecting with each other in some way, whether that's social media, linking up with them in another country. Like, you know what I mean? That's what I
want.
So.
Yeah. That's mad that you're doing it, though, bro.
But, like, you have to. Like, I know the difference between snakes and genuine people, because, like, the snakes you see that come through your life, you can tell straight away. Genuine people, you can tell because they actually check on you here and there. They're like, oh, even though they might be busy, even if they have, I don't know, so many DMs, they'll always get back to you. Whether that's a day, a couple of weeks, like, they'll always get back to you. They won't ever, like, leave you.
They'll make that time, man.
Yeah. Because, like, they knew how hard it was for you to actually take the time to actually talk to them. And I appreciate every person that gets back to me after I DM them, because, like, I know what they're going through, and I know that they obviously receive hundreds of DMs every day. And they've actually looked at mine like, you know what, I'm going to get back to this.
You know what I
mean? Really come across that in life where you get a celebrity, say, I'm just saying a celebrity, but, like, you message them and they actually like your message and they end up DMing you back saying, like, oh, really appreciate, like, the message, like, let's do it. Like, I've had that before, and that actually, I actually did that once with an artist I used to listen to when I was younger, and I actually had him on my show, and it's actually the episode that comes out next week. But it was, like, so, like, surreal. It was a surreal moment for me to talk to this person, because I fucked with his song that he released in 2013. And the song was called Thrift Shop. It was by Macklemore Ryan Lewis. And he was the pickup line that was like, I'm going to pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. That song. I got him on my show. And I wasn't even expecting a DM from him. And he was like, yeah, let's do it. Like, line up a day, time, I'll be there. And another one is like Lunch Money Lewis.
Like,
he's the biggest connection I've got in the world. And I'm blessed to even have messaged him before. And he's DM'd me back. Like, and he now follows me. So that's pretty cool. But like, making those connections is like so much better than me trying to use them for clout. It doesn't work like that. Like, I know I can DM that person and be like, I need some like advice. Like, what can you, what going through your life? Like, what advice can you give me that will help me get through this? And the same with you, like same with anyone, like anyone that ever has to ask me a question that's been on the show or is coming on the show, just DM me whenever. Like, I'm not going to just ignore you. I'm not just going to air you. Like, no, I'll take the time. I'll send you a message. I'll think of something to write. Like, that's the way I rock. And like I said to you, it's hard to make connections and it's hard to make genuine people outside of like social media. Obviously, they're different on when you meet them in person.
But like,
you always have to find that line. Like, it's,
I feel you, bro.
Yeah. Like I said to you, I see you're going to blow up, man. I believe that you're going to do bits, man, in the coming year, like this coming year, 6 months. Like the next 6 months, if you put so much hard work into it, like you it's gonna pay off. Like will. Like if you believe that, say this song's gonna blow up, it's gonna blow up. You need to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, who's gonna believe in you? How do you expect someone else to believe in your craft if you don't even believe in your own craft? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have to believe. And I can see you believing, like I can see you're like serious about the music, otherwise you wouldn't have even bothered releasing Nirvana, you know what I mean?
You know you want to do the music
and I can see you can do it. You just need to put the work in, grind, keep making music. Like for me, I barely have free time because I'm always doing podcasts, I'm editing, I'm always thinking of what can I do next, what can I do the next episode that will be better than the last episode. That's what I'm always doing. So like every day, every night, I have a podcast, like, and I'm always editing. Like, same with social media. Obviously, I got asked to do TikTok, so that takes fucking time to go through episodes to get clips and shit. Yeah. So, like, it takes time, but I know what I want to do, and I want to do this. Like, I want to do this for as long as I possibly can. And, like I said to you before, we could be, deals could come in, you could be making money off it. It doesn't matter. I love talking to people and I love meeting new people. Like, if you told me like 2 years ago I'd be meeting all these artists and they all fuck with me after, like, I have their numbers, I can ring them whenever, I can message them whenever, like, give me advice, I can give you advice, like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't believe
it. Yeah.
But like, you have to believe in yourself, because like when I first started the show, I was the most shy person you'd ever meet. I could barely talk in front of a like school presentation. I hated doing that. Started doing the podcast, I started talking to more people that are bigger, and like, you know what they've done. You're like, bro, like, how's this even, like, how's it real? Like, you know what I mean? You go through moments, you're like, is this even real? Like, am I actually doing this? Like, am I actually meeting you? Like, you know what I mean?
There's
moments in life that are like so surreal, you just don't know. Like, you get nervous.
And I think, I think at times like that too, like, you need to learn to actually sit back and let it soak in. Because, you know, I think a lot of people, like, obviously people don't try and get lost in the high of shit and stuff like that. You know, they don't want to be in the high horse and stuff like that. But I think it's good just to sit back and actually look at the work you've done and, like, the yards you've actually put in. Because, you know, there's a lot of people who, they never do that. They won't have that self-realization of how good they've done. But, you know, it's good to do that every once in a while. It's good for your mental as well.
Yeah. And like I said to you before, like, you've seen what it's like to be in the music industry from being a cameraman, and you know how hard it's gonna be. You can do it.
Yeah,
like I said to you, it takes time and effort. If you believe you're gonna do bits in the music industry, you're gonna do bits. You need to trust yourself. You need to believe in yourself. You need to believe in your craft. So if you don't believe in any of that, it's not gonna come real.
Yeah.
So
I could get a pretty deep, eh?
Well, I can see it. Like, that's what I mean. Like, you can see it in music. I can see it in you. You're going to do bits. It just takes time. Yeah. And you know you can do it.
Yeah.
Like, who knows what your next project's going to do? It could blow up and your career is like that. You're like, you go from don't know, say 1,000 monthly listeners to 20K, 40K, 50K, 100K. Like, you know what I mean? Life works like that. And it just, you just have to trust it. You have to trust the process, you have to trust everything that goes into that. And always got to enjoy the moment, because you're going to miss it if you just focus on other shit that's not important.
Yeah, bro.
And it's the same with family. Like, if you don't talk to your family ever, do that. Because once they're gone, they're gone. You don't get the time back that you've once had. Like, the last hour, I can't get that back. The last minute, I can't get that back. You got to enjoy every moment you get. And it's the way life is. You got to enjoy it. And that's why I hate fucking technology, man. Games, you lose track of nothing.
Yeah, bro. But fucking hell.
What do you do outside of music, man?
Outside of music? Fuck. Yeah. I'm still doing my videography stuff at the moment. So, like, I had a video shoot yesterday that we did with the team and stuff like that. So, yeah, outside of music, really, I'm still doing my videography stuff and trying to keep myself busy. Making time for family and stuff like that as well. Always got to make time for family, you know? Mm-hmm. Just to make sure they're all sweet, even the boys and stuff like that. But, yeah, other than that, like, not much, eh? Just music or videography. I'm really slipping those two. I try not to take too much breaks off doing much stuff.
Yeah. Do you play any sport? Did you play any sport growing up?
Bro, I played fucking rugby. Like,
I can see that. I can see that. You're a big
Bro. I play rugby. Fuck. Play rugby when I was like maybe like 16. And then I stopped for a bit. And I just didn't want to get back into it. I just lost the love for it, you know? Like, fuck, everyone's trying to, like, give me this shit, like, you know, keep going, you're gonna be in the NRL, da 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 da. I was like, fuck, I'm not even that good, can fuck it, dude. I just run the ball, that's it. like, fuck, bro, that's why I, like, left rugby, yeah. Like, I was average player, I wasn't, like, fucking, you know, Sonny Bill Williams type shit. But, yeah, lost the love for that stuff. So that's why I kind of stepped into doing like the editing and shit like that, because I had more love doing stuff with that than, you know, sports. Like, I still love sports, don't watch it as much, but like, yeah, I think the only thing I'd say I don't watch is like UFC and shit like that every once in a while. But yeah,
damn, big boy UFC, eh? Bro, I love watching UFC. It's so
solid. Because all my uncles, especially, like, they do all the MMA training and shit like that, so they're with. Talking about fights and UFC and stuff like that. I'm like, I know like names here and there, but fuck.
Mate, so you do the training for UFC?
Oh, not UFC exactly. Like, just MMA training in general.
Big boy, eh? Getting ready for the streets, eh?
But you know, it'll be good to have me? Fuck. Yeah, keep it humble out here, right? Do none of that shit.
You gotta stay out of it. If you get involved with that shit, you're just waiting for trouble. It's gonna catch up with you eventually.
Yeah, bro. Like, I think I understand that people have to do, like, you know, they have to do what they have to do to get to where they need to be type shit. But in the long run, you know, it's gonna catch up to you one day.
Yeah. Like, I never understood that. I never understood the whole gangs and shit. I never understood it at all. Because, like, for me, like... Mm. I would never see myself ever getting involved with that. You know what I mean? Because, like, what's the point? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what, you go out, you, I don't know, do some crime, and then what? Go to jail, you come back, and you join your boys again, you do more crime, get in more trouble. What's the point?
Yeah. I think, like, with that stuff, like, you know, because I know a couple of boys who, you know, raised up doing the whole street shit and like that. Like, I think that's all they knew, you know, that was their way up. Where you look at people like us, our way out was doing podcasts and like doing music, you know what I mean? But I feel like their way out was doing the street shit. That's why I have somewhat of a, like, you know, sympathetic view to it. But then again, it's kind of like, you know, you're wasting your time doing that shit, because end of the day, you know, you're either going to get done going to prison or even worse.
You just end up, I feel like it's going to end up hurting you, because, like, say something does happen, you're gone. Like, you know what I mean? Say someone pulls a gun on you, you're stuffed.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, bro.
Is it really worth it at that point? Like, I understand a lot of people end up getting raised in that. Like, I understand that, and I sympathize towards that. But if you're grown, if you grew up with like a good family and you have support and shit, I don't see the point of putting that all behind and then joining that. You know what I mean? I just don't get.
See that's different. That's different. The people who have grown up in good families and shit and end up trying to get into the street shit is fucking stupid. Like, you know, you're wasting your family's time raising a good child. You know what I mean? Like, you went to church and shit. Why the fuck are you trying to be a top driller now? Doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It doesn't, like, that's what I don't get. And I see a lot of people trying to do that. And I'm thinking to myself, what did your parents do or something that made you get involved with that? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you were raised, if you were raised in a good family, like, what's the point of doing that? What's the point of, like, falling into that?
Yeah. Because, like, you know, you got the boys who have good families and shit, but then they fall under influence from boys within their neighborhood or something like that. But then you've just got the boys who just do it for the fucking social media and shit, you know, try and be the internet gangster and stuff like that. And stuff like that, bro, like, you know, you're going to get caught out for it. Doing dumb shit, trying to, you know, be an internet driller and shit like that. And I hate cunts like that. A lot of boys I know within the industry do stuff like that too. You know, they chuck on the mask and the belly and they try to put a stunt on for the social media, but then when it comes to, you know, when shit hits the fan, you know, you're done up.
Stupid. Don't ever get involved with it, guys. It's like, it's not worth
it. Bro. It really isn't. I don't see myself ever getting into that shit either.
No. I just think it's to the point, like I said to you, I grew up comfortably. Like, I grew up in a good family. They love me. Like, my mates love me. Like, I don't see the point of me ever putting that behind me and going involved into that shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's not worth it at that point. Like,
yeah.
Think about the people. Say you grew up in a good family. Think about the people that you're hurting doing that if you go into that. Every time you go out and help out with your boys and stuff, your family's there scared every night, like wondering if you're going to come home. That's what I think. Because like I said to you, I'll never get involved in that and I don't ever intend to. But like I said to you, I understand people that end up that was the only way they had to live, doing that. Like, I understand that because a lot of people end up growing up in different ways. Like, I grew up with a good family. Someone else that I might know may have grown up in a poor family, like, maybe they were, parents left them, they were adopted and shit. Like, I understand that. Like, you feel like you were left behind, like you're not worth anything. Of course you can end up doing that shit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just the way a lot of people think that if they have grown up in a good family, that nothing will ever happen to them, even if they get involved in that shit. And I feel like, no, people will end up hurt. That will target you. They know who you are and shit like that. You know what I mean? It's not even worth it, like, at that point. So,
Yeah, bro. Yeah, me, myself, I stay out of that shit. I'm just doing my music, doing me. This is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, you did a freestyle and you're like, you never see me getting involved with you see me never get involved with the drill and shit, which I respected because you're like, my music's the way out. Like, your music's artwork, man, in other words. Because, like, people that are involved with that street shit, they look at that and they're like, damn, you know what? Like, I know who that is. Like, maybe I should step away from it. Maybe change. Like, your voice can change the youth. You know what I mean? If they see that people know who you are, they're like, they see you doing a good thing and stuff. They're like, oh, maybe I should just stop. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like you're doing well with that. Like, you're saying no to violence, and I respect that.
Yeah, like, you know, I don't fuck with youngins carrying knives and shit and, you know, all that stuff. Like, I know people gotta do what they gotta do, but you know, it's not really worth it doing that shit, you know? And that's why, like, a couple of the raps I've done, you know, I say stuff like, you know, I know boys who do it, I don't do it myself. I'm doing me. You know, I'm trying to find out another avenue to get out instead of doing the whole street shit, you know?
Yeah, it's good. It's good that you find another way and a positive way out. Cause, you know the circumstance, like, you know the issues, stuff that comes after that, like, it's good that you understand that, because a lot of people wouldn't understand that. Once they get involved in music, like, oh, yeah, let's join a gang. Like, I'm sick like that. You know what I mean? I'm carrying knives, I carry guns, I can put a mask on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people do end up doing that after they make their first song. They end up saying, oh, yeah, I'm the shit now. Like, you guys better watch it. Yeah. Like, it's just not right the way I see it. But it's all right.
Yeah. Like,
it's all right.
I think that falls with the whole drill music shit that everyone's doing nowadays. Like, I fuck with drill music, you know, I listen to it, you know. I think a lot of people will get influenced by the whole drill music thing because it puts you in like a mood, like that thrill, you know, like fuck, you're G'd up and you're listening to that shit, you know. But like some people clock the lyrics of, you know, saying dip this, dip that, and some people don't, you know. Some people more listen to the vibe of it. If it's like a dark vibe, they'll be like, oh fuck, like this shit's like bouncy and shit like that. And then you got like other boys who actually clock the lyrics and, you know, decide to pull out a knife themselves or some shit like that, you know. But like, I fuck with drill music. Like, I won't lie, I kind of started off trying to do the whole like drill melodies and stuff like that. But yeah, like, obviously, there's more to it with drill music itself that people need to be more aware of. But, you know, each to their own, I guess.
That's all right. No, that's all right. And like we've talked about UFC before, what are some fighters you watch?
Fuck, I have mad love for Israel Adesanya, definitely.
Yeah,
All
I
the
was
boys
gonna
that
say.
fight out of all the boys that fight out of City Kickboxing in New Zealand, like Kai Kara France or Carlos Olberg, all those boys I got love for. I always watch their shit, you know. Like win or lose, I'm still with them. Fuck, look at me, I'm saying this shit like I know them personally or some shit, bro. Fuck it out.
What do you mean? You boys with them? What do you mean? You were out with them last night. What do you mean?
Oh yeah, fuck, you know,
Yeah.
you kicked back last week. Had a couple of benders in
Yeah,
that. It up. But yo, those boys, I fuck with heavy, bro, you know.
mean, you've got obviously I watch Israel. He's a fucking entertainer, that man. And like,
Yeah, bro.
actually, what are your thoughts on this? So, have you tried that Prime? I reckon it's dog shit, personally.
Yeah, honestly, bro, it tastes like piss. Fuck.
Yeah.
I think that there was too much of a hype around that shit, eh?
I was like, it just tastes like medicine. It tasted like medicine I like grew
Yeah.
up having when I was sick. Or like I was
Yeah,
like,
bro.
what do people mean this is the shit? I'm like, the fuck do you mean? Like this is dog
Yeah.
shit. Like I don't know what their taste buds are like in the US and the UK, but that was fucking trash. If that's what
Yeah,
they're
like I had
saying
fucking.
good, I'm like, nah, long.
Yeah, I had hype around that shit, eh? I was like, oh fuck, like I got Prime now, I wanna taste it. As soon as I tasted that shit, I threw it around, eh?
I just can't believe people were just selling it for $20. Like buying it for $5 and then selling it for $20. It's not even worth $20. Not that's not even worth $4.50. Like no offense, but
Yeah,
like
it's
it's
just
just
it's
not.
the name that it's under because it's like Logan Paul, okay, so it's why they
They
like
don't even own the
sell for
company.
that.
They don't even
Because
own the
I'm,
company. They don't even own the company.
it's tough, man.
You
Fucking
know,
Prime, man.
they are literally the face of the company. They don't even own the company. Which I think is shit.
See, I like I don't even know shit like that. Eh? I just know KSI Logan Paul is Prime. I see.
I watch KSI. I watch his YouTube channel, like
Yeah, yeah.
Vitamin and shit. I fuck with them. They're fucking great. They're like my favorite
Oh yeah,
YouTubers.
the
So
funny cuts.
yeah,
Yeah, I
them
watched
and
them myself
watch
too.
fucking chunks and shit. Oh, they are hilarious.
Bro. Beta squad, all the boys.
Yeah.
Fucking nutters, bro.
Well, they I watched their video with Stormzy and Dave. Oh my God, their video ideas
The
bangs.
guess the rapper one?
Yeah,
Yeah. Fuck. Dave's a funny cut too himself, eh? Musical genius, but fuck, he's a funny cut.
I loved the guest that was like, "Yeah, I'm a street drill rapper,"
Bro, they're saying some out of it shit, eh? Honestly.
they all just laughed at him. Dave was like, nah, get out of here. You're just that's just
Yeah,
not
bro.
it.
Fuck it up.
You gotta respect YouTubers like that because they're like they've done well. Like
Oh, yeah,
UK,
fuck.
they've brought so many people's attention to the UK because of the Cyborg Beta. And then they actually came to Australia, which is sick as.
Yo, I saw
Congrats.
Beta old school. Chunks and them were here not long ago. I was in Sydney or some shit.
These big boy met up with them. Yo, Chunks.
Yeah.
Yo, Chunks.
What
Yo,
you saying? What you saying?
you mean? You got
Fucking
Dave's number, don't you? Yeah, I got him. Hang on,
hell.
hang
Yeah, little nerve from there, eh? Fuck.
Bro, is that a baseball cap you got?
Fuck, I think so. Bro, I just buy it because it's like it looks cool, eh? I know none of the teams, man. I just get fitted caps, nice color, nice design. Fuck is what it is.
I can't wear caps. Caps look fucking shit on me.
Oh, real?
I just can't wear them. I don't know. I put it on and I look like a 5-year old. It looks because it's so big. I have a small head. Time I put a cap on, they're like, it looks, it just goes over here, and I'm like, nah, fuck this.
Yeah, bro. The only reason why I wear hats is because my barbers have been fucking up my haircuts lately, yeah. So, gotta cover that shit. Like, fuck, I had a full on mullet, like, probably a week ago. And then I asked for, like, a low taper. I can't taper the whole thing off. Like, it's gone. He gave me a mid instead. And I was like, you know how you get, a haircut, right? On the barber. And there's a shit cut, but you're too scared to say anything because you're just too nice?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just me, but bro. I was just like, oh yeah, fuck, is it mean cut?
No, sorry. I went to a barber. It wasn't really a barber. It was like a hairdresser. I needed a haircut. It was the only one open. It was like the one down the road. And I'm like, yeah, sick, let's go. Mm. I asked for a fade, right? Like, you know how you do a fade, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They did the fade like this. Mm. One was up like this and the other was here. And I'm like, nah, fuck. So they fucked my hair completely. So I was looking in the mirror and what was up here, and I'm like, oh no. Lucky it didn't cost me that much. It was a cheap haircut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do I expect? But like, seriously, you're fucking, that's
bro,
your
the
profession.
Cuts I pay for?
That was your profession. You still fuck up some guy's haircut. How do you screw that?
I mean,
no, long.
I know, bro. Like, the fucking prices I pay for was like $40 for like even just the sides only. That's fucking bullshit. So
$40 just.
I'm trying to learn how to soft cut, because I don't want to go to other barbers and they keep fucking up my shit. That's why I've been wearing footy caps for like the past couple of months. So that's how bad my cuts have been. Because I had a show 2 weeks ago, and then that's when I got my cut, and then. After that, bro, I chucked on my hat straight away because I was like, "Cunt, I'm not going on stage like this." Like, that's tough.
Imagine that. Imagine going on stage and doing something against, like, get a fucking haircut.
Yeah, bro, it's all me, man. Did me dirty with it. So I was like, fuck this. I'm wearing a cap.
Or like, what the fuck is that cut, mate? That's long.
It is, bro. Fuck, legit.
Nah. I paid $40 for a full haircut. You said you paid $40 just for the sides.
Yeah, bro. For the sides. And then for the full haircut, $50. Like, KMC, bro.
$40. I paid $40 for my full haircut. I don't know what Brizzy price is like. Fuck me.
Bro, I think it's just the cunt that I'm going to, eh? Because I go to, like, those booking appointment only ones. There's, like, there's no walk-ins and shit. Because it's like the only barber that's close to me. Because I'm not going to drive out like an hour or so to go fucking get a cut. So I just go up the road top sheet. Usually they're good, but, you know, lately they'll be fucking slacking. So it's not good. Not good.
It's going to come through next time. Yeah, do you reckon this time you're going to just give me a good haircut? Because like the last 5 times you give me a haircut, you fucked up one side or you fucked up my whole hair. Like, what's going on? Like,
legit,
you hide all my haircut every time you were cutting my hair. Like,
yeah, bro.
Good.
Fuck it, yeah. I always do me dirty now, so I'm like, fuck. I need to find a new barber type shit.
Mate, or you could just result to getting one of your siblings or your parents cut your hair, man, while other works.
Nah, fuck no. Like, the only people, bro, the only people who could cut is like my cousin back in New Zealand. Now, shout out to Aita. He's the only brother I know who, like, knows how to cut. He's come out here once, and, like, he did a good taper and shit. I don't know. But no one here in my family can do cuts. Maybe my uncle, but I don't know. My hair's my beauty, so I ain't gonna try and trust anyone with that shit.
What? So, your hair's the beauty, mate. The hair's that pulls all the girls, eh? Hair gets the girls, eh?
Hey, I'm not saying anything about that.
I see. You got the five chicks on replay, mate. Just got one in each city, mate. You got one in Melbourne, one in Sydney, one in Brisbane.
No way, bro. No way. I never do that shit, man. Loyal Bunny. Can't be fucking around with chicks like that, bro. Honest. That's what you call it. Don't lie. Hey?
Come, bro. Do you have a girl?
Something like that. Hey, I'm keeping that shit on the low way. Hey, fuck. I keep all my shit private, so I'm not gonna say that.
High end model, eh? I see. How'd you pull her, eh?
Nah.
We're at a yacht party, and we're like, yeah, she's pretty fit. I went over, shot my shot, and you're like, yeah, stick, let's go on a date. And you're like,
You're taking the piss, bro.
Still the deal after that, mate. You just picked her off her feet, mate. Just fucking looks, mate.
I gotta keep that shit behind closed doors, bro. Fucking hell. Hey, I'm just doing me, you know?
I see. That's alright, mate. You get used to it, bro. I don't have any girls, so I'm just focused on me, man. I focus on me only.
No, you're talking shit. I know you got a little roster. Don't lie.
Now he's the one talking shit. Come on.
But I see Bailey Morale, they're like, oof, oof. Is that bad, man?
I don't know, man. Maybe that's just your girls in Brisbane. I'm just saying. Girls in Brisbane are way hotter than Melbourne.
Bro, I lived in Melbourne, like, for about a year, right?
What, and you just picked up the streets, mate? Picked up all the girls at clubs all through the city? Yeah, you were done.
Bro, fuck, no. Those chicks are done out, bro. Honest. They only want one thing, person. And that's not even dick, it's just fucking clout and shit, you know? Who's cat? Fucking taking the piss out of me right now.
Bro. The only reason you go to clubs is only for one reason. If you're not at the club for that one reason, what's the fucking point? If you know, you know.
Yeah, you're not wrong, cuz. I'm not wrong. Fucking hell.
Because, like, if you go to a club to have a good time, what's a good time for you? Get smashed? Because that ain't a good time for me. No offense. But if that's your vibe, you just go to a gutter.
Yeah.
But, like,
that's not my buzz.
The only reason you go to a nightclub, and you're probably thinking the same thing as me, is you meet someone, you get route off to a hotel, and that's it.
Honestly, that's the way I see it. Right? Like, I don't feel like there's a point going to the clubs cuffed. Like, you can still go to the clubs cuffed and shit, but, you know, end of the day, people only there just to try and get links.
Yeah, because, like, maybe the clubs have changed, maybe because of our generation, but, like, I don't know. Maybe back in the 90s and shit, maybe you'd go there and you'd pick up a girl, and you wouldn't do that. But nowadays, everyone's always trying to get the body count and shit. I'm like, nah, fuck that. That's long. That ain't me. Yeah. That ain't a vibe, mate.
Bro, like, I think that has to go with, like, fucking people's self-respect for themselves, eh? Like, I don't judge people who have the whole body count type shit, you know? If you want to do that, fuck it hard. I'm not judging you, but I think me personally, I've got respect, so I'm not going to go throw my body out and shit and, like, fuck a bunch of bitches and shit. Like, that for me, that's not status, you know?
No,
I know a couple of boys who... their status is fucking chicks and stuff like that, but, you know, I don't really like
that. For me, I understand, like, I don't get why girls do it. Like, I understand if you go through a breakup, it's the only way they get over it. But, like, if you're doing that, like, every weekend, or you're doing that through the week if you don't go to uni or don't have a job, like, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Like, for me, obviously, you have standards as well, but, like, for me, I also have standards. I'm not going to throw myself at girls just because, you know, I just feel like it. That ain't it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That ain't it for me. Like,
yeah.
For me, I'd rather work hard, get the money up, get the connections, and then, I don't know, you meet some chick on along the way that is, like, is doing something with herself. Like, you know what I mean? But what I mean by that is I'm not going to go out and date an OF girl because I know they make bread, but I'm not into that shit. So, that ain't it. That's off. That's off the table.
Hey, well, what are you doing? What are you doing if a chick with OnlyFans hits you up?
No way, bro.
But she's getting the bag, bro. She's getting the bag.
Fuck no. No, I'm talking high-end dinners and shit. I know what they do, and I'm not getting myself involved in that. Bro, it's the same with Zion. Who the fuck goes and does a fucking shoot with an OF girl? And she's like, she's fucking pushing Zion. Yeah, I'm going to release it. Fuck would you even put yourself in that position? Seriously. Seriously.
Yeah,
you put any girl and you're like, yeah, that's why I'm going to send it to an OF girl. She's recorded the whole thing. We're doing the deed, and then she's now gonna just put it online for £5. Nah, long. £5, $5. Like, fucking make up your mind.
Yeah, bro. Fuck. I don't know. Fuck, I don't know how to feel about chicks doing that shit. Like, fuck, if you're getting your bag off OnlyFans and shit, fuck, you know, you do you. But fuck, honestly, I don't fuck with that shit.
No, because like, it's the same as like any other like adult website if you think about it, right? Because like, they're on there, but you just know how many guys have done it to her, like done it with her, and you're like, you're
yeah, just,
oh, I'm sorry, but if you're into that shit, fair dues, but that ain't me. If you wanna be with a girl that's got a body count of like 300 and she just doesn't feel your nub going in, I mean, that's your choice at this point.
Yeah. I feel you, cuz. Fuck, I know. I don't know. Girls are different these days. But, yeah. You know, that's what it is.
What are you doing if an OF girl or someone involved in the adult industry hits you up in the DMs? Like, I think you're fit doing a link up.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck that, bro. I don't fuck with any of that shit, bro. Honestly. I don't care if you're making fucking millions, guys. Like, personally, I just can't do that, bro. That's just weird. Like, you know, imagine bringing your missus into the family type shit, you know what I mean? And they're like, oh, what do you do? Is our occupation and shit. Like, you know what I fucking say she does OnlyFans, you know what I mean? Like, that's fucked.
Imagine you're dating this girl and then you introduce her to your parents. And then your parents are like, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm an adult actor. Yeah, well, like, I mean a word.
Nah. It's that one cousin in the family who's like, oh, fuck, I swear I've seen you before.
I was doing it last night. What do you mean? I was like, oh, my God.
Fuck it up, bro, honestly. Yeah, I don't fuck with that shit, honestly.
You get your bag
type shit.
I can just imagine the fucking talk with your parents after you introduce her to your parents. You're like, yeah, this is my girlfriend. We've been talking. We've been dating for about a couple months now. And then they ask her the question, like, what are you doing? You're like, she says it. And you're like, why the fuck did you say that? Like, now my parents are like, son, can we have a word? Like, I you don't respect your body enough. Like, why are you doing this? Like,
you
want like an STD or some shit? Like, I'm not even
kidding. Yo,
like,
bro.
What are you doing, bro?
Fuck, bro. My mom would kill me if I ever did that shit, honest.
My dad would fucking punch me if I came home with a girl and she was doing that. He'd be like,
oh yeah, fuck up. Bro, I want to see daylight again. Honest.
Just get beaten. Son, I expect better from you. How could you do this to yourself? You're doing this well and you're going out and doing that.
Yeah, you're not wrong, honest. Fuck it, yeah.
It's just an awkward conversation at that point. You just wouldn't even bring it up. You just wouldn't bring your girlfriend back to the fucking family meetings and family dinners and holidays and shit at that point. You'd be like, yeah, you know, my side chick, like, you know, like,
yeah.
I've got my main girl and I don't know, she's always traveling, so I mean, I can always do it. But like, you know, if my girl's here, you need to stop texting me, like, ASAP. Like, I'm texting you if I didn't text you back in the day, like, just fuck off at this point. Like, I was lonely, like, but my girl's back, and, you know, I'm kidding. If I ever get a girlfriend and she listens to this, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do it. Just relax.
Hey, chill. Everyone that's listening right now, Bailey's talking about his roster he has, eh?
Oi, Morsi's special girl, eh? Morsi's got a chick lined up after the spot. She's actually at his house right now. Actually, she's out front of the house.
Actually, listen to this.
Oi, that was the door just then. Morsi, I think you need to pick up your girl, mate.
This cut, man. It's like the fucking piece. Funny cut, honestly, man. What the fuck are we talking about this shit?
I don't know. We just went off, mate. You're the one that asked me the question about the OF, and we just went on a full bender.
Oh, yeah. It's a crazy conversation, you know?
we're at the stage in life, mate. We're just talking about it. I'm trolling. You don't talk about shit. If you're with your boys and you're talking about, oh yeah, this girl at OF is this fit, what do you reckon, boys? And you all show her the same, you show your boys this pic, and you're like, yeah, you're not bad. She's not bad, you know? And little do they know that they've all done a sesh with her, like. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
fuck that, bro. Honestly,
that's like, yeah, like, you know of the adult porn stars, like, you know of Mia Khalifa and shit like that. Lana Rhodes, yeah, nah, bro. Lana Rhodes' baby daddy, bro. What were you thinking, man?
Bro, does she have a baby daddy or fuck?
Bro, the dad of her kid, right, is an NBA player.
Oh, real?
Yeah, real. I don't know what that NBA player was up to, but fuck no, he must have been, must have had a lonely childhood or fucking middle school or high school or something. That was just his, like,
oh,
that was his getaway. Every night when he would lock his room, his parents were outside, knocked off to bed, or you could hear his dad snoring. Yeah, this is the time. I'm at the age now, I can shoot my shot. I've got the clout now to DM her.
Yeah,
hey, do you want to meet up? Oh yeah, do you want to do a video as well? Like, after we do the video of us doing it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, and then if you were really into that shit, be like, yeah, fuck it. You wouldn't even think about it. And then when she does the post it online, you end up DMing, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I have a career. You didn't realize that. Like, I'm an NBA player. I'm not like some fan where you just, I don't know, I hit you up and I was interested in you and then we just did the deed and then
yeah.
There's levels to it. Like, you wouldn't say LeBron James or any of them do it. Like, seriously. Like, honestly, this point.
Who knows what those boys do, honestly. Yeah, fuck. I didn't even pay attention to much of the NBA scene, all of the stuff, eh?
I only knew about the Zion Williams situation because it was all over Twitter. And I was like, you've got...
Oh, was that something about the fucking porn star, like, tattooing her name? His name or some shit?
No, she was leaking their sex tape.
Oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. She then got banned by... She ended up getting banned by the NBA Twitter page. And they obviously... I'm assuming they took the video down. But why would Zion put himself in that situation? I don't get it. You've got a $500 million contract, right? With the NBA plus your Nike deal.
Yeah.
What's the point? Mm. Like, you know what I mean? You could pull a model. You could pull an actual actor at that point. Like, you know what I mean?
I think Butter just wanted to get his nut off top shit, eh?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you do on the weekends, bro. Much. Bro, hey. I'm busy all the time, bro.
I'm busy too, cuz. What do you mean?
What was the eyebrow raise?
No roster here.
Oh, what was the eyebrow raise then? You were like, give me the little look like, yeah. I'm actually, you know the girl that I have out the front of my bedroom right now? Yeah, we're actually going to do a... I'm actually going to put on my wife right now. I'm actually going to make
really? You are
six pounds for it.
You're fucked, you. I'll just...
Bro.
Let's cook up. Off the topic of this shit, bro. I don't even want to fucking...
I was off it. So, like...
Nah, you're all good, guys. Fuck. Take the piece.
Yeah. But you gotta have some fun, man. You can't just have a fucking boring podcast where you just talk about, I don't know. Oh yeah, how's the music going, man? Like, I'm like the 500 interviewer to ask you that question. Like, how's the music industry going? Like, when's the next album dropping? Like, the fans want to know. The fans want to know, man. Like, what's going on?
You know what? I feel you. Sex sells. I'm not wrong.
Like, yeah. Obviously, we're talking about your shit haircut before.
Bro, that's got jokes, eh? Oh, fuck me dead. You know what? I'll take that one.
Yeah. I mean it wasn't your fault, it was your high barber. We already established that he might have been high or he might have been drunk or some shit. Because he said he fucked
whatever the fuck he was on. Legit, guys. I ain't taking this cup off from no one.
Maybe a lady special program. Besides that, no one, mate.
Maybe. See how we go. Oh, fuck me dead.
You're fucking funny, mate.
Fucking hell.
No. Obviously, you've got the earrings, mate. Do you have any jewelry? Do you have the chain? What's going on? What's the thing when you go out and you've got like this piece you got to put on to like put the outfit together? Like what's your go to?
Well, I keep it simplistic, eh? Like for me personally, I love fashion and shit, eh? But you know, fashion costs money, so but yeah, I keep it simple, eh? Just fucking chucking a nice shirt, a couple of jeans, baggy fit, white Air Forces, keep it clean, simple.
Fair enough.
Can't forget the fitted cap, though, eh?
No jewelry at all?
Like, only earrings. I wear necklaces every once in a while, like a silver chain or maybe some pearls or something like that, but I don't know, I really rock that shit, eh?
I got two chains on, bro.
Two chains.
He's like that.
Bro, I keep this one on, the small one here. I always keep this one on. This one never comes off.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But this one comes off here and there. But you know, that's, you know, if we've got the you know, these are the iced out earrings. You know, cost me $15 for these big boys. You know, the real ice. They're the real money fakers. You know, yeah. We got the ring. We got the watch. What else do you want to say, bro? And also, we've gone for the UK drip today. You know, we've got the champion on champion.
That's got a trackie on.
Mate, it's better than fucking Nike Tech. I'm fucking not a fan of it.
Everyone wears fleeces these days, eh? Fuck.
I got overused, honestly, at this point. Like, I got overused. Once Sense blew up with the tracksuits, yeah. I was like, fuck, let's get this. Let's get on this. And then everyone...
Even our fucking... Cortez, do you know Cortez, eh?
Yeah.
Like, all his shit. Like, I fuck with the heavy, don't get me wrong. Oh, fuck, that's all I see now with those, eh?
No, Cortez, they do bits for the artists. Like, they even shit.
Oh, yeah.
They always end up having some fucking unreleased Cortez or Nike Tech fleece.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
They show off in music videos, like the new music video Sprinter. Dave had fucking Cortez jumper and shit on that I probably hadn't even seen before. Central had the same thing on, like, you know what I mean? They go through bits and stages. I mean, they didn't pay for it, let's be honest. I don't reckon they paid for that on either, let's be honest. I reckon that was just from connections. So.
I can't. Those fucking, they're probably loaded, honestly. Must be nice. One day.
Mate, next 6 months, mate. Your bank account could be over fucking six figures, mate.
Fucking in my dreams, cunt.
Bro, it's a dream until it comes real. So put the work in.
Hey, I'm not wrong. Gonna manifest that shit, you know?
Yep. Always got it.
Mm.
Bro, what are you on? Are you fucking addicted to vapor now? Like, you puffed like three times in the last 20 seconds.
Hey, how about let me be you? I need this shit, bro. This is my fucking oxygen right now. It's so bad that I need to get off this shit, eh? Fuck, I've been in the hospital for this shit already. I need to fucking get off
it. It's worse than cigarettes, dickhead.
I know, that's the fucking thing. But hey, at least I'm not on ciggies. That shit smells like ass. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, I know, but it's better for your health than fucking... I mean, they're both bad for your health, let's be honest.
I never say cigarettes are better than vapes, cuz. Fuck, we did.
I mean, bro, you can smoke the weed. I mean, you've probably done that before as well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, done it a couple times, but fuck. I don't really fuck with that shit, eh? But, like, drugs in general, like, I don't touch any of that. Like, I've already probably touched green, that's it.
Bro, I haven't
touched trying to buy, like, these life. Fucking...
Don't touch drugs, don't touch vapes, don't touch anything, man. Bro, I'm smart.
Bro, that's cool, keep it that way. Okay, bro, if you want,
I'm smart, bro. I'm an athlete. I'm a fucking athlete, bro. Athletes don't touch that shit.
You're not wrong, guys. But do they, though? Do they?
I don't. I don't know about other runners, but I don't.
Let's be honest.
Okay. Bro. You're trying to get out of me, bro. I don't do drugs, man. Vaping? No. Cigarettes? Definitely not. Fucking weed? No. Don't do any of that shit, bro.
Yo.
My body's a temple, man.
That's good, bro. Keep it that way, cuz.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to play like these fucking clean rappers and stuff like that.
Is that another reason why he stopped the rugby, bro? He just got on the back.
No way.
That's like my lunch today. Touch, mate.
God, I don't even think I can run like 10 meters with this shit, bro. Honestly. My lungs would be gassing already.
Oh, bro, you wouldn't even last 5 meters, mate. In a 100-meter sprint, you'd be like, fuck, I'm done after 10 meters.
Bro, fucking oath. Actually, I'll be fucking done out.
Just passed out.
Even when I'm in the stew, like, even when I'm in the stew, like, recording, like, fuck. I used to be able to do, like, full one takes, but now I have to do, like, split takes because this shit is fucking up my lungs.
Yeah, you're still doing it, bro. What's up? What's up, bro?
I know. That's the thing, bro. Everyone's trying to get me off this shit, but fuck. Nicotine addicts. Happens.
Hey, just get on Nicorette. You'll be set. Get off that shit. Get on Nicorette. Get the chewy gum on Nicorette and you'll be set.
I had a couple of boys back at school that were on that shit, eh? Fucking did nothing.
Does nothing.
Does nothing, guys. What do you mean? Gives me a headache and that's it.
Oh, big boy, eh?
I'll be dead.
Bro, I've got no more questions for you, bro. Oi, I'm not going to be like any other interviewer. Cool. Bro, that's all I need.
Somebody get fucked after that, eh? Shit.
Nah, mate. I've actually got nothing else to talk to you about, mate. Obviously, that the extra part we were talking about, obviously, that wasn't really... part meant to happen in the episode, but it just came along in the conversation. But
just came along, bro.
Oh, that's all right. Well, bro, hope you enjoyed your first podcast. I know I did. We had a laugh here and there. Actually, we'll pretty much laugh in the episode. Bro. Like the last 40 minutes, we've been laughing every fucking like time we said something. So, man, we've had a good laugh. But, bro, would you like to do the outro for the podcast?
Yeah, bro. Like, honestly, I want to thank you for bringing me onto your platform, eh? Much love. You're doing bits for all the artists, trying to put them on and shit like that, you know? It's good you're doing that, but honestly, a lot of people need to do that more. Genuine guy right here, everyone. But thank you for everyone to listening and shit, hearing my story, talking about fucked up shit, like... You already know. Fuck.
If you know, you know.
Honestly, if you know, you know, bro. If you listen to the podcast, you hear that shit, but... Mad love for having me, bro. Honestly, mad respect to you, Bailey.
Bro, and guys, thanks again for listening. Go and check Morsi's Instagram out and his Spotify. Morsi, shout out your Instagram, bro. So people can stalk you.
Hey.
Especially the cheeky babes. Oh,
geez, just Morsi, MAWHZY.
Yeah.
Check the social and run that up.
Besides that, guys, I'll see you guys in the next one.